Hi, and welcome to the Vocal Warm-Ups and Workouts podcast. I'm David from the David Volk Singing School. I'm a singing teacher based on the Gold Coast in Australia, but I do also offer online lessons for singers around the world. So in this podcast, you'll find a series of 5 to 10 minute vocal warm-ups and exercises. It's designed for singers who are looking for daily workouts or maybe warm-up inspiration, but also you'll find episodes there to address specific issues such as connecting breath with sound, maybe articulation, or to help with vocal control. Now, I would always recommend that you have at least a few lessons with a singing teacher before doing these exercises. You just want to ensure that you've got the foundations of your technique in place. Now, you will find with these exercises, they're accessible to everybody, so they do cover quite a large range. So you may find that some of them are too low or maybe they go too high, but feel free to drop in and out as you need to. Okay, so that's it. Let's get into it. Okay, and welcome back. And in this episode, we are going to look at exercises that help you with resonance. Now, resonance is one of these words that you'll often hear thrown out there in singing, but you might not fully understand what it means. So really, when you hear somebody singing with resonance, it really is that feeling when you create a sound with ease, and it's almost like the ringing of a bell. You know, it's like the amplification is there, but without having to put in as much effort. So it's an incredibly useful part of singing technique to find that resonance. And the whole thing about resonance is we have to remember that the sound is made from the vocal folds, you know, down there in our larynx. But anything above that is where we create the resonance. So that's in our vocal tract, it's called. So that can be your nasal cavity, but remember your mouth area. But remember, you can change the shape of all that. So your tongue, your lips, your teeth, all of these different things affect your resonance. But these particular exercises, it's really about lifting and amplifying that sound from the vocal cords so we can get a nice clear tone and a nice strong tone without putting any strain on the voice. So let's have a little look at exercise one. So for this exercise, it's going to be ma, me, mi. But I really want you to focus on the hum part of it, because that's going to really lift that sound and feel that buzzing in the lips and even up in the nose when you're doing that mmm. So we're going to extend that. So it'll be mmm-ma, mmm-me, mmm-me. And so we'll just have a little listen to it. Do a couple with you. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go lower on these notes, but what I want you to do to access those lower notes and to create space again in the vocal tract, we're going to do almost like a bit of a yawn before you even sing this exercise, before each part of this exercise. So you take a breath in as if you're yawning. Hard for me to demonstrate on a podcast, but you should feel that stretch in the soft palate. The soft palate should be raising up as you yawn, and you might find that you do yawn during the exercise, and that's fine. You know, yawning is very good for singing. It lifts that soft palate and creates space there. So take that breath in almost as if you're going to yawn, and then we'll get into the exercise. So let's have a listen. So you take that yawn. Nice yawn again. And so on. Okay, so you're doing great. And for this exercise, we're going to do this to the sound B. I really want you to focus on that plosive, the B of the B, because that, again, it brings the sound up. It brings the focus forward of the sound. So B for B. Beep, 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 beep. Spit out that B. Here we go again. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Go for it. Thank you. Okay, so hopefully you can feel that voice lifting and becoming more powerful and having more of a ring to it. So this next one really brings us, and this is our last exercise for today, it really brings us into the mask resonance up in that nasal kind of cavity up there. And this is to the sound nya. So it's almost like new, if you were to say the word new and break that down, but we're changing it to nya. And I want you to almost make it quite an obnoxious sound. This is not supposed to sound really pretty. It's really about making it, you know, quite nasally and almost like a witchy sound. Nya, 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 nya. That kind of sound is what you're going for. I did warn you would make really lots of odd sounds in singing practice and singing lessons. So here you go. So this is nya, and let's have a listen to it. Nya, 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 nya. 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 Enjoy. And that is us done for the day. So well done for making it through your practice. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to rate and review on your podcast app. That would be very useful. But if you have any questions, you can find me dvss.com.au. Thanks a lot. Have a great and resonant day. Speak soon. Bye.